Okay, so let's get rolling.
Yes.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for tuning in with us today. This is the Buffering Podcast with your hosts, Adam Erdman, myself.
And Dan Whalen.
There you go.
Hey.
And we today have the distinct privilege of having two wonderful guests, Katie Best and Matt Walstead. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Fantastic.
So here we are. We're going to jump right in. Oh, by the way, we are recording here in the Frank Oz Memorial Jellyfish Sanctuary.
What? No. Say it right.
Oh, come on.
I'm actually going to get a sign for above the door.
Oh, okay, fine. The Frank Oz Memorial Studio? Yes. It's the studio?
Because okay. Actually, that's the other thing I was going to do is I need to check in on Foursquare because I am totally going to be mayor of this place, despite the fact that it's also my apartment.
I would hope you'd be the mayor.
But that was going to be a bit. I was going to come up with something new every week. Yay.
But why?
Oh, okay.
Unmixed.
Anyway. Okay, so next thing on the agenda is to move into the news. And I actually have something for us this week that is on a lot of people's mind about Arrested Development. Netflix and Showtime are both vying for rights to show the new Arrested Development series that's coming down the pike. There are supposedly going to be 9 or 10 episodes that are going to serve as a sort of prequel to the movie that has been talked about and longed for years now. So basically what they're trying to accomplish with these 9 or 10 episodes is that they're trying to give backstory as to what's been going on with the characters in the show for the past 5 years. And so, I mean, there's been a lot of kind of positioning going on, trying to see who can broadcast these shows. And Jason Bateman, the guy who played Michael Bluth, predicted on Twitter that they would possibly shoot the episodes and movie at the same time next summer to release them in early 2013. So it's going to be a little while before any of this actually comes out for the public to see, but talks have already taken place between 20th Century Fox and Netflix about streaming the show on their service, while Showtime's interest in the show dates back to when the show was canceled 5 years ago. They were actually interested in picking up the series back then, so it makes sense that they would jump at the chance now, especially since David Nevins, the original producer of the series, is now the head honcho over at Showtime. So Fox might try to keep the TV series in-house, considering the movie's going to be produced by Fox Searchlight anyway. So we'll just have to see what happens with that in the coming months, and yeah. So what do you have, Dan?
I have mixed feelings about an Arrested Development rehash, only because I've seen it tried and failed, especially with previously owned Fox properties.
Hmm.
Like, I am a diehard fan of Arrested Development. Great show. Fantastic show. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
About as much as I love Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
Futurama was axed after 4.5 seasons, 5 seasons, depending on who you talk to. And then it lay dormant for a while. Then they released 4 movies, and then they chopped those up into episodes, and then they tried to rehash the series on Comedy Central. And personally, I don't think they're pulling their weight. So it's I'm worried that this is just going to be like, everybody's hopes are up, everybody's hopes are off. Fuck.
Entirely possible.
Right.
But on the other side of the coin, I mean, there's the much lamented Firefly that was canceled, and then they came out and they made a movie, and everyone rejoiced, and it was super cool that they actually were able to make a movie, and a lot of people really liked the movie. So
I never saw it.
If it's done right,
either.
I think it could be a really great complement to the original series.
I think the movies can go all right, but like Dan was saying, with bringing back the TV shows, resurrecting a TV show from the dead is kind of like resurrecting humans from the dead. It may look the same, but that's not your friend anymore.
It's not your puppy.
You've Shoot him in the head.
Frank and Weenie.
Oh, God.
That's right. I went there.
For, oh, my gosh. The yeah. book from way...
And the no. movie.
Oh, my God.
Tim Burton's first, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or his first feature first length,
short,
anyway.
First short. Because they have it on discs of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Do they?
It's a bonus.
Wow.
Did you ever see that. His short, Vincent? About a kid who's obsessed with Vincent Price?
Yeah, I think I have.
Fantastic.
I love that.
So good.
What do you think, Katie?
Any opinions on anything we've discussed so far, Katie? Let's throw it over to you.
Well, you know, when they made the movie after Firefly...
Serenity,
yep.
See, I actually saw Serenity. Mm-hmm. Never knew about Firefly until after the fact. But I feel like that movie got released through the theaters, did it not?
Yeah, it had.
No, I did.
It had
I think that's the difference.
A broad theatrical release.
It also depends because a lot of the straight to movies has really been kicking up recently, and I mean they didn't even brand it after its
right,
own
after Firefly.
Show.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean I love Arrested Development, and I guess I've not followed any of it. It's been gone for a long time. In fact, I think it was off the air before I even watched it.
Probably that's really
that's how most people.
Yeah,
I caught up on Netflix. Yeah.
But you know, you talk about it being on Netflix or on Showtime, and I'm like, if it's on either one. I'm not going to see it. So either way, the movie or the things, the
episodes.
But hmm. I don't agree with bringing the episodes back. I think you do a movie and. You know?
Call it a day.
Well,
yeah. It got canceled.
It's almost kind of like a prequel TV show to the movie, right? In a way.
Yes. That's right. What, like I mentioned earlier, what Mitchell Hurwitz, the creator of Arrested Development, said about that was that he really wanted to do the prequel TV episodes to give the backstory for the characters instead of doing that in the movie. Because if he did that in the movie, if he only took 5 minutes to fill in the backstory for each of the characters... That's half the movie eaten up right there.
That's true.
When the characters haven't even...
And the whole front of the movie would just be exposition heavy.
Yeah,
just
it really
would. Explaining right. everything.
A lot of Ron Howard, though.
Yeah, just Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
I mean, who doesn't want to listen to Ron Howard talk for an hour or more?
Saving money, just putting Ron Howard in front of a black screen.
There you go.
Ready, go.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be interesting. I mean, nothing's going to be as good as... The episodes,
the originals,
like whatever they do, I think a lot of us will be very surprised if it turns out to be as good or better than the original episodes because it's doesn't happen.
Part of it also depends on original material too. I mean, you think like the Firefly episodes were 45 minutes or hour on TV, and it was very dense. Everything they didn't talked about, whatever the point of the show, it would be easier to expand it to a feature length movie versus, you know, a 20 minute snippet of comedy where it's meant to be taken in smaller bite sized pieces, which I think is what part of what Futurama ran into, where or the Simpsons movie for that matter. It's hard to expand it that much without getting tiresome.
Yeah, which, I mean, I like the first one. The first Futurama movie was good, but after that, the one with David Cross was just really depressing and weird.
Yeah, it was.
And then there was the one that had the mini golf thing and the green.
That one was kind of irritating for me.
The D&D, the fantasy one was weird.
It was silly, but it was fun.
I mean, it was just a straight spoof.
Right.
So... Stupid dead air monster.
We'll see. We shall see what happens with Arrested Development in
time. Yeah.
It might be awesome. It might be life-changingly good. And people will be like, wow, this is way better than
the
original.
Church.
Yeah. the Church of Arrested Development.
Yeah, let's
Church
hope
of
for
Bluth.
That.
There's always money in the banana stand. All
right. Always.
Right. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, so I have two news stories, both of them music-based. The first is yesterday... Oh, also the next iPhone is being released, the 4S. I'm going to get one because I need that kind of thing.
They're
at least you
calling
can
it the
that.
4S?
Is 4S, that not 5, because it's not redesigned enough to be 5, so they say.
Okay.
But it'll be cool, but they didn't talk about anything relating to streaming, so that's nice for them. But also on Monday, MySpace decided to try to become like a third generation zombie of itself and turn into, as they say it, the Hulu of music, according to a report on All Things Digital. So Specific Media's strategy relies on MySpace's prior licensing agreement with four largest music labels in the world, so they have lots and lots of music. But it's just kind of depressing that they won't give up, while simultaneously, this is probably the brainchild of Justin Timberlake, who owns a controlling share in the MySpace shebang.
I'm always wary of anything that is blank meets blank. It's like Hulu, but for music. Just be your own thing. Stop comparing. They tend to end in failure that way.
Or it's just like too much of a carbon copy, so then they just know that they don't need to go to that anyway. Kind of like what happened with the F My Life, My Life is Average, all those things. Is like, oh, it's like that, but just a little bit different. It's like, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And is now polluted by lots and lots of really annoying people.
Or the current TV schedule. It's like Mad Men, but it's in the air.
Right, right. And the Playboy Club thing is already...
Wait a minute, Mad Men in the air? That sounds awesome!
Damn it, Adam.
Only if the pilot is also drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him go.
But the Playboy Club is canceled. So that one's already down the tubes.
Which one?
That didn't take long.
Playboy Club.
Was that one episode or
oh,
two?
Oh, is it?
Like, I think two.
Okay, yeah.
They were talking about that on the news yesterday. Talking about how long
First
it's going
to Casualty.
Make it.
To the surprise of no one.
Right, but
didn't even know
Pan Am might go that way too. I don't think Christina Ricci can carry it.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I've kind of watched it, but you know, I got the airline family.
Yeah, you kind of had like a near genetic bias.
Right, it's totally true. Except
the amount of oxygen
spies?
That's in your system. No, the amount of oxygen that's in your system, it's just you're naturally up there anyway.
Thank you.
No, that's why you can relate to it so well. It's you've flown so much.
It's true.
It's you're naturally already up there.
I know. And that captain, the blonde captain, I just see Craig every time. It's kind of freaking me out.
That would be nerve wracking.
But especially since like the little 25-year-old is the captain of the plane, not the first officer anymore. It's like, whew, at least Craig's still a first officer. He's not the one in charge.
Yeah.
Yet.
But yeah, that was one of the stories. And then the other one is that Rhapsody is buying Napster from Best Buy. So it's kind of another rehashing almost, because Napster showed up and then they were shut down for being illegal. But I remember being in shop class in, God, I don't know if it's sixth or it must have been seventh grade. And hanging out, who's the, oh no, it must have been 8th grade, because who's the ogre? The shop teacher, really tall guy.
From MHS?
No,
he's talking
middle
about
school,
East.
Middle school.
Oh, Cinco?
No, the other one.
I know not.
I can't remember either.
I just remember one of the things, one of the stations had a computer at it, like you were supposed to run your own radio station or something, some bullshit like that. And so everyone was downloading Metallica.
Yeah. Who would want to run their own? Because
that's all you could get at the time.
Because there's nothing middle schoolers like Metallica.
Definitely.
Goddamn middle schoolers.
See, I feel very, very behind. Like, what was the second rebirth of MySpace?
It changed its design and it had a lot more restrictions to try to be Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, every time
I still got a lot of creepy messages, so I don't think it worked.
No.
Every time somebody mentions Napster, I always feel like we're talking about somebody that I went to high school with that I haven't talked to in years.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, that guy. What's he doing these days? Still working at a fast food joint? All right.
All right.
I actually think of Seth Green from...
From
Austin Powers?
No, The Italian Job.
That's right, the remake.
I am the original Napster.
Yeah. He did talk about that in The Italian Job.
But so Rhapsody is buying up Napster and their subscribers so they can compete with other, online streaming music players like Spotify and Mog and or I guess MOG and Rdio, R-D-I-O. I
they
read
have
it
to
as
compete
I see
with those?
It. Huh?
They have to compete with those? I don't know what.
No,
are.
No, yeah, all. You know, Pandora.
Yes.
So imagine Pandora, but it's not randomized. You get to pick which songs you listen to.
Oh, that would be nice.
That's Rhapsody. That's Spotify. That's Mog. That's this other one. So it's really for a subscription fee, or right now for Spotify, it's free for like 6 months. You can basically just go on there, find songs you want to listen to, and then listen to them. You don't own them, but you have access to them. If you pay X amount of money, it's on your computer. If you pay a little bit more, you get some other like length of availability benefit. If you pay a little bit more, you even have it on your smartphone.
So, I feel like I'm too lazy for that, and I have to pick a bunch of music.
I know. That's...
I like the Ron Papillo method. Just set it and forget it. I want to listen to music now. Just shut up and play something.
So like Pandora. Are you still listening? Yes, hello? I sit at a computer all day. I'm still listening.
Yeah, doesn't YouTube do that too? It's like, are you still here? I'm going to stop and check. No, who? No, is... some video player, I think it might have been on College Humor or something, like their playlist.
Oh, sure.
It just like keeps going, and then it stops. It's like, still there?
Like most things on the internet.
Please respond.
Very, very needy for attention.
Right.
So true.
Please watch me.
But yeah, and it's, I was thinking like, okay, well, I could get this service, but I have, you know, my library, and if I'm going to waste all this time making playlists, I'll just, you know, use my music.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, I've
because we're of the generation where we like hoarded music in college.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
Even in high school, just downloading the shit out of everything because it was still uncharted territory. And now it's kind of like, well, I could keep torrenting this. Or, you know, I have a couple bucks, so I can buy a CD.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I really like that song.
We
I can
have
spend a
libraries
dollar on that.
At this point.
It's true.
Unless you're really into, you know, pop music.
Pop music.
Blah.
Yeah. There we go. Unanimous. It sucks.
Bzz.
But yes, so that's just another service. The one weird thing is Spotify is so successful right now, whereas I remember Rhapsody TV commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely.
Where it's like this chick with glasses sitting at a kitchen table, and this dirty guy comes in for some reason, like he's just played football or something. And she's talking about like, oh, I just got this album, and I got this album, and I got this album. And he's like... that cost like a fortune. CDs are made of gold. And she's like, no, I just had it on Rhapsody. It's like, oh.
Is Rhapsody made of gold?
No, it's...
I'm disappointed then.
Made like, of Napster?
Particles. Particles and waves.
I know, it's funny how none of us have like tactile CDs or anything. Like, you sell your CDs for $2 at a garage sale. Garage sale.
I'm trying to remember the last CD
garage.
I bought.
Yeah, garage.
The garage.
The carport.
The carport.
Totally off subject.
Wow.
But that's okay. We enjoyed it. So, yeah, that was all I had to say about that craziness. It's just another place where you're trying to... there's another group that's trying to get another subscription from you and...
blah, blah, blah. I like free. Big fan of free.
Big fan.
Free's always good.
Free's good.
We've burned 18 minutes there, just to give you a heads up of what's going on.
Yeah, we should, let's chat about
let's
our
show.
Discussion.
Stuff topic. And things. So, I mean, you know which ones we're going to talk about. Which one do you want to talk about?
Well.
Captain Hostman.
Let's talk about, the devices that we stream our online content on and which ones we prefer and what we like and see how
one,
that goes.
One thing that I wanted to bring up about this, and I'm kind of surprised that this hasn't happened yet, but I mean the iPad is just the go-to streaming anything, movies, TV show, all that, any Apple product where you can download the application, because it's so simple for these third-party vendors to make a usable program for an iPad or an iPod or an iPhone. And it just seems like, you know, you get a Blu-ray player and you're paying like $150 to $200, depending, you know, they're probably going to go down like DVD players. But, you know, you have Samsung does Blockbuster, Netflix, Pandora and YouTube, but you know, what about the people who have Rhapsody? What about the people who want Hulu Plus? What about the people who use Crackle? And all these, yeah, no, right. Crackle.
It's legit.
It's not that. It's like there's nothing really good on Crackle. It's just that it's out there.
But it's still
was it episode 2 that we
exist.
Talked about Crackle?
But it's a fun name. Like I feel like
I think
it's
the first
Crackle.
One.
I feel it should be like.
It puts me in mind of tiny candy bars.
Crunch bars.
Yeah. Well, no. Crackle.
Crackle.
I know, but it just made me go to Crunch,
crunch
bars.
Crunch bars.
I mean, it is a Crunch bar, but it's Crackle anyway.
You know what? It segued right into the other one for me. It's crunchy. It makes that Crackle.
But yeah,
sound.
I'm surprised that other, you know, electronics developers aren't jumping on some sort of downloadable application system, kind of like how Amazon has their Fire, which does a handful of games and movies and TVs and books.
Well, the problem with that is if you're going to have an app system, it kind of has to catch on a large scale so that people will actually bother to make apps for your particular interface, you know?
But that's, I mean, the two big ones are Apple and Android. So why not snuggle up to one of them? Because, you know, you pay them royalties for every machine that goes out that has their software in it, and there they go.
Well, good luck trying to snuggle up to Apple.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
You probably want to go
That's the dream.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, everyone will go with Android instead, or Windows will probably develop their own thing.
Right.
God knows they will. And it'll be inferior.
So let's say you've got a TV that has, like, Netflix and a bunch of other services built in. Does that mean that TVs are going to start having Android OS built into them?
Well, there's Google TVs now. It's right. Those essentially are that.
I feel like for the Amazon Fire, if they could somehow, and I realize it's an entirely different creature, but if they could somehow do like the free 3G like they do with the Kindles, even for a short amount of time, and granted, multimedia streaming is going to take a whole lot more energy than...
And bandwidth, yeah.
Yeah, than just text files. But if they could make it free even for a short amount of time, they could take a fair chunk out of the market and then, like, say they did it for 1 year. If you told people that they could have free 3G streaming media for... Well, you don't tell them that it's for a year because you're a large company.
Yeah, just
that's what you do.
Get it free, asterisk.
Yeah. Yes. And then after a year is up, say, by the way, we're going to charge for this now. People aren't just going to throw it out the window. They already paid good money for this.
Right.
You've already got that chunk of the market. People are just going to give in and start giving you your, whatever, $5-$10 a month, whatever you want to charge.
Yeah, make it reasonable, and they'll just hop on board.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
The catch with that is right now the flames that are going fire, the fires that are going out, the hot things, the hot burny things that are going out, actually cost more than they're selling them for. Amazon is losing $10 a unit.
That's not good
business. They're charging $199, and they're making it for $209 and change.
Well, I mean, Microsoft has done that before, actually, with Xbox or Xbox 360,
sure.
I think it was. They did that. And
they took a hit?
Yeah, they did. They took a kind of significant hit on them when they were first starting out because it was... They were such sophisticated machines back in the day.
Right.
So, but I mean, I'm sure that's turned around for them by now.
I would assume.
Yeah, they're still hanging on to the 360.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know, they just upped, I guess, not just, it was a little while ago, but upped their Xbox Live costs as well, so they're raking in more money from that.
Right.
Why am I going to buy an Xbox and not play online?
Yeah.
Single player. But
some still, yeah.
Yeah, but
I would have no idea.
I was going to say, the majority of Xbox players, how about that?
I have a racing game.
The one that came with it?
No.
Oh.
No, that one that's supposed to be Mario Kart, but with real shiny cars.
Real shiny cars?
How shiny are we talking?
I'm like
I like shiny things.
Like real cars.
Oh, that's fun. Like I have yet to see this game.
Yeah, that one right there.
Blur?
That one right there.
Okay. Blur. Yeah, I think I played
a demo
of that.
Yeah. It was. I remember going into a GameStop and seeing it as one of the little commercial thingies.
It's
like,
the one where everything explodes, right?
Essentially.
Yeah, awesome.
All the time.
I like things when
shiny
explode.
Shiny things and
when
exploding
things
and cars.
And really fast.
Why have we not played this game?
Shiny fast explosions.
You know it's like the only game I'll play.
brought to you by
Microsoft. Well, if you want to make it really fun, we could even just do like a recording of us playing and laughing at you as you
suck.
Drive into a corner.
We could make that bonus material.
Yeah. Brought to you by the girl that they won't let play.
Can only play that remote control, like RC car, right. Nintendo 64 game.
5 minutes of dead air followed by 3 minutes
Nintendo.
Of derisive laughter.
Like, I can't do anyway. The, like, toggle thing. Yeah, it'd
just be a lot of screaming and leaning and, like, overlapping mics.
Sexist jokes about women driving?
Yes.
Right. So
I think I drive a car better than a race car thingy on it.
So bringing it back, I mean, you play Blur on an Xbox 360, which happens to be a platform for streaming media. And I'm not entirely sure what all you can get on there. I know you've got Netflix.
You do have Netflix. They've got Hulu Plus on there.
Mm-hmm. Hulu Plus. I think Last FM.
Last FM, yep.
Is on there, yep. I'm not sure what else. I don't actually have a 360.
You could also download stuff because they would pair it with the Zune.
Right, they've got the Zune.
But now that's dead.
Is it really?
They officially announced that it's done.
Yeah.
No more Zune.
No, I can't say anybody's surprised about that one either.
Yeah. I know, I'm surprised it stayed on this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sell them at my work, and there's like two of them in the case against the hundreds of iPods.
There's like that much dust on there.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone comes over like, what's that weird square looking iPod? Like, it's a Zune. The hell's a Zune? Zune.
Is that a phone?
I know, I feel like one Scotty guy had who a Zune. Used to have a Zune.
Something random like that.
No, it's just Scotty hated Apple. I don't think he ever got a Zune, but I think he just hated...
He got something, though, that was...
Probably like Samsung or...
That was not... It was like
not
Zune.
Not quite.
It was like a knockoff and nobody had ever heard of it. Yeah, I don't know. It was a brick, whatever it was.
Seeing a Zune in the wild is like seeing an animal that is just that close to extinction and you're like...
Seeing a
you
Zune
shouldn't
in the wild,
exist.
Seeing a Zune in the wild is like raping a unicorn. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Awkward.
It doesn't happen. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm staunchly
opposed
to
say,
unicorn
like,
rape.
I don't know. If an animal was about to be extinct,
I'm
I would probably kind
Zune.
Of protect it. A Zune, I would kill. I'd be like, let's just get done with you. It's kind of like Kmart. Just make it go away.
Yeah. Or like a really...
Come all the way back.
You're making everyone uncomfortable. Please leave.
Like a really...
For the good of the group.
I'm still thinking about, you know, poor metaphors Zune. For the Zune. And it's
you're just still thinking about unicorn rape?
Sadly, sad existence. It's like a really passive... zombie apocalypse, like where there's one or two zombies out there and you're like, ah, no, we don't need that around.
Yeah, it's like
hack with X.
It's like an elderly invalid family member. You know it exists, you just try not to think about it because it just makes you sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never claimed to be a good person.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Lord.
But yeah, it's. I mean, you have the PlayStation 3, Adam.
Yes,
so
yes.
Can you download shit that isn't games?
I can speak to that one. I use Netflix on my PS3 all the time.
You wish you had more availability of different platform thingies?
Stuff.
Mediums?
No.
In which to receive?
No. When I have my PS3 fired up, it's usually streaming Netflix. In fact, I haven't actually played any games for a long time because every time I turn it on lately, it's been Netflix. Mm. But they also offer Hulu Plus, and they actually started a music service recently called Q, the letter Q, Curiosity. And
it'd be really great if that's what it was. Q, the letter Q, Curiosity.
Yeah.
Long title, though.
A bit long-winded, but
you are sold on this name.
Yep.
I looked into it, and it was a deal that was kind of similar to what you were describing, where they give you a certain amount of time where it's free, and then if you have a credit card tied to your PSN account, they start charging it after a few months.
Sneaky bastards.
So,
son of a
yeah,
bitch.
That was actually how they hooked a lot of people into getting PlayStation Plus, because they offered it for free to people who... Well, to everyone on PSN after the whole hacking incident, identity theft business.
Please don't run away.
Which was bad. Yeah.
Come back.
Please, we want you to stay. Here's PlayStation Plus for free for a month. And by the way, after that month, you're going to have to start paying
for
it.
And you can never sue us.
Sorry, we are Sony after all.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I mean, it's great. And I mean, other than my PS3, the only other thing that I can stream Netflix on is my laptop, and that's all well and good, but there's something more satisfying about actually watching that content, movies and TV, on a TV.
On the TV, yeah.
Yeah.
The laptop's fine in a pinch, but it's such a tiny screen.
Mm-hmm.
See, true. But I like watching stuff on the iPad because it's just, you know, carried around nice and transportable, but it sets up nicely.
And it doesn't matter how small it is because you can hold it right next to your face.
It's true.
Yeah.
But if you also do that, true. If you do that with something as bulky as a laptop, then it's just like, fuck, my hands are hot.
Or a TV. Just gets way too heavy.
Yeah.
No, feel that thing. That thing's getting pretty warm.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, it's an old Dell TV, so it weighs like 100 pounds.
Yeah, we have one of those at work, too. I don't like moving it. They're like, can you get that off the end cap? I'm like, no. No, I can't.
God, I had to move it up 3 flights of stairs.
Dear God.
Hey, I can pre-order my iPhone.
Ooh.
It just sent me an email.
We heard you talking about us.
Found lettuce?
I found lettuce.
Nothing better than
found
lettuce.
Well, I think we know where the lettuce came from.
Yeah, my food probably. Or, no, wait, that's your food.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
It's
totally been there for a whole half hour.
Okay, so, Katie, do you subscribe to any streaming services?
I don't.
Anything at all?
But you kind of do. You utilize
it. See, I utilize the free stuff.
The free stuff. Like what?
It counts.
Well, he said subscribe. I don't subscribe to anything. I don't have my credit card. I know better than that.
Well, I say that in quotes.
You didn't use the quotes.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Kids at home can't tell if I use quotes or not anyway.
They were implied.
No, you can get tone out of it. I know that on one of them I definitely like finger quoted through my mouth.
Yes, okay.
That is a quote
like
in and of itself.
Because you can't do it while you're holding a microphone. But yes, what do you utilize at work? Because I know we talked about this.
Right. Kind of. I don't know. I listen to Pandora a lot of the time, but I only do it until it's free, which means that I
get commercials every now and then.
Get commercials, and then I hit my 40 hours a month when I work 40 hours a week. So I switch off between that and listening to the radio online, so I'll stream.
Do you use iHeartRadio.com?
I do now, because my radio station just kicked over to it. They did have their own like platform that you would click,
right?
Listen now, and it would, you know, pop up this little screen, and it would do just their website.
But now they're expanding
and it was funny because they always talked about iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, and then
City
it took years for
KDWB
it to actually
and
right. Whoop, so now whoop. it's iHeartRadio, and it's only been a couple weeks, so I haven't really messed around with it at all. Plus, the internet
is kind
abilities
of bumpy.
At my employment is very strict that you can listen to music, but
you can't
you best
around.
Not do nothing else.
I got you.
You maybe can hit the bio button on your Pandora sometimes because it doesn't take you to a different website.
Yeah.
Because my boss goes in and looks. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tracks the history and such?
When he gets on a rampage, which he did a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it's fun.
But yet he didn't find all the dog pictures on my computer. Or it's just that he likes dogs, so he's okay with it. I don't know.
Right. Dog pictures.
Dog. They're cute.
Dog.
You know what? On Monday mornings, when all hell is breaking loose, seeing a golden retriever in a hula skirt and a lei is entertaining.
Adorable, too.
Oh, God.
It's adorable.
I can't stand people who dress their pets up. Short
it's
of
this,
like doing
free,
it for heat.
Right. It's this free.
There's a special place.
Calendar thingy,
for
and it sends
people.
Me one every day.
And the cheeseburger people.
I don't really like dogs being dressed up.
You know what
up.
I mean just by saying cheeseburger people.
Those crazy cats and their poor grasp of grammar.
Can't stand them. But
I have seen the anti-lol cat, though, which it's a picture of a cat with a very bemused expression just saying.
Oh, but it's still viral. It's still viral.
I know, but
don't
he's
all cats have that expression? Who are
all
hatred?
Of the time.
The utter hatred.
Who are
he's
you?
He's got the caption on the picture where he just says, "I reject the general perception that all cats have bad grammar. Fie upon you, etc., etc."
Ugh.
Very formal. I like that one a lot.
No, I would like that one.
I just don't like internet junk, which is why we do this show.
Because this isn't junk.
Because we talk about stuff that isn't junk. We talk about stuff with production value.
Ah!
Yeah.
That usually costs money or sometimes doesn't really.
Right. Anyway, so again with the free
quality.
Things that I also watch almost all the TV that I watch online on my laptop.
Because NBC streams their stuff for free in a timely manner.
Right.
ABC does that.
ABC, CBS.
CBS. Yeah,
I very rarely will get on Hulu. Fox does some things.
Fox they does do like clips, don't they?
They only do the last five episodes, and they each show is like a certain amount of days after.
They've started like doing eight. Now where it's, it's 8 days after unless you are, what's it, DirecTV member or something like that. You can sign in.
And, is it all of them that are 8 days now?
Yeah, I think so. Unless you're a DirecTV member. If you're DirecTV, then you can get it the next day, but everyone else can go to hell.
Because it used to be that it was like certain shows were like 1 day after, 3 days after.
No.
You know, almost everything that I wanted to watch was 8 days after, so... But, I mean, I don't really watch Fox, so...
Yeah.
I didn't care if I had to watch House a week and a half after it happened.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I actually watched broadcast TV. Everything is online.
The only thing that I watch broadcast, because I refuse to pay for it, and I still hate Dave Wheeler for getting me into this... Fucking Storage Wars.
Yeah.
I love and hate that show. It's so stupid and so pointless, but I can't stop watching.
Storage Wars.
That's...
I can't do it. American Pickers, though. I'm all over that.
I haven't seen either of those, and I don't plan on seeing them anytime soon.
That's the one where rednecks bid on junk, right?
They bid on, like, they open up a locker that's been abandoned, essentially.
Sure.
And so people, like, can go up to the edge of the frame and kind of peer in, and then they start auctioning off just everything in there in a one go. And so then they go through, they're like, oh, what did I find?
At any point do they find a dead hippie that's been living in there? Because I'd watch that.
No,
no. That's no fun.
No, they just find really weird shit, but there's like...
It is amazing what people will...
They all hate each other because want the same thing.
What you doing coming to Boston? This is our city. You left Boston. Why'd you come back? This is our city. That's like one of the only ones I've ever seen. They all got into a fight. Because they live in San Diego, but she was from Boston, and then they came back, and it was like, this is mine.
It's like the premise of the entire show.
I know.
Is that description right there.
It's pretty much. Wasn't making it up, but I've only seen like two episodes.
Yeah.
That's all I had done.
It's getting on in the show, so I think if we still want to fit it in, we should definitely play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes, we should.
Yes. So, before we start, everyone who doesn't know how to play, listen to other episodes.
We talk about it.
We have no time for you.
We have bonus episodes where you can just listen to the game itself if you want. Just go figure it out. Or just listen along and figure it out. Because it works.
Yeah.
But for the Play It This Way disc, I need that ovation. And you have a coin? Anyone have a coin?
There's a dice. Or I'm about
you know,
to
I actually, have this
you know
pop tab.
I'm a schmuck. I have the disc. Matt, silver or purple? I'm going to flip it.
Ooh, purple.
Call it in the air.
Good man.
Still purple.
Silver. It's silver.
All right, so gold or purple and...
Silver.
The answer was silver.
Okay. Magic. Okay, so Katie, you get to go first. Okay. And so we start out going clockwise.
Okay.
And just to show how timely, it is a twist off, but it still works. It doesn't twist off easily.
Twist off.
He only gave you the opener to make you look like a fool.
I just wanted to use the hammer.
Katie is using my hammer bottle opener to open her beer that is actually a twist off. But I gave it to her anyway, so it's okay.
Go from the other side.
So there to pretend go. To be timely, she here are two really great categories, and I'll pick another bad one. It is Susan Sarandon's birthday today. So Susan Sarandon movies.
Happy birthday,
Susan Sarandon
Sue.
And Bear Lilja have the same birthday.
Who?
Bear?
My bosses had their baby today. They named Bear? It Bear. I'm not joking. I wish I was.
I just want to get off that topic right now.
Let's run as fast as we can.
It's also Fire Prevention Week.
Oh.
So, movies with the word fire in the name. And I will also give you Directed by Opie. Directed by Ron Howard. You know it's Opie. It's always Opie.
I think I'm going to go titles with fire in the name.
Alrighty.
Whatever that was.
Yeah. Your three choices are 2002, 2005, and 2006.
You know I always go with the most recent. So 2006.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 1.5 stars.
Fantastic.
Ooh.
The premise is muddled and very preposterous. The lead character seems an unlucky choice. And the action builds toward the end, and by then the audience has been drained of all emotional investment. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names.
I'm going to go with I could do it in 8.
Names? 8. All right. Adam, it goes to you. And remember, it's fire is in the title somewhere.
Right.
Somehow.
Let's go with 7 names.
7 names.
I'll take 6.
6.
How many were there total? 11?
10.
10.
So we're at about the
name
halfway
that
point.
Movie.
All right. Do you want the clues again?
Sure.
1.5 stars. 2006. Okay. The premise is muddled, and it's a preposterous thriller. The lead character is an unlikely choice for the role. And while the action builds toward the end, the audience has been drained of all emotional investment. And your 5 names are Vince Villeneuve, Jimmy Bennett, Carly Schroeder, Marilyn Raskub, and Robert Patrick.
These names do nothing to help me.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And it's also 1.5 stars, so.
Clearly it did very well in the box office.
Absolutely.
It's really the lead character. It's like, kind of thing. That's about it. Fire.
2006.
On fire.
Things We Lost in the Fire? I don't think that was even a thriller.
Firewall.
Firewall.
Who was
Harrison Ford has to break into his own bank to save his family. Firewall.
I actually
how the fuck does he know how to
that.
Use a computer? Firewall.
Firewall.
It's the entire movie, just him calling up his grandchildren.
All right, so I hit control, / square, wait, H.
Hang on, let me sign into MSN.
Yeah, well, Katie gets a point for that
one. Yeah, Katie gets a point for that one.
All right.
And Adam, you get to pick the next one.
Yes, because I did nothing.
Did nothing. Your 3 categories are The Wonder Years, so movies starring Fred Savage, since The Wonder Years is now available on Netflix.
Are they starring Fred Savage, or...
He's on the list.
He's on the list. Okay.
He's on the list. There's The Wonder Years. I also did movies Moira loves, so movies my mom loves.
Yes.
And a fun category that Doug Benson made up on his show, it's called Zero Names. And the concept of that one is the entire... A description is read, and so the opening bit has to be zero names, but then it just goes into negative names.
Ooh. Oh.
But the description is read.
The entire description.
Cool.
So you know the movie, but you actually have to name people, because it turns into a bidding war. It's like, I know this. I know who the first person is. I know who the second person is. So it just keeps going, so people do the bold bids.
Awesome.
So there's that. So you have Zero Names, The Wonder Years, and movies Moira loves.
Well, I think I'm going to go with... Yeah, let's try Zero Names out.
Zero Names,
yeah,
okay.
Let's do that one.
Going for the challenge.
Yeah. Your choices are 1987, 1992, or 2001?
Let's go 1992, why not?
Lindemann gave this 1.5 stars, 1992... It's an appallingly bad movie about one man's lifelong dream, a whimsical toy factory, turned into a nightmare by his brother, a military with outsized ambitions. Martinet? I've never seen that word before.
Huh.
With outsized ambitions. This was director co-writer Levinson's longtime pet project. Aside from ingenious production design worth seeing at least for a few minutes... And some sweet moments at the outset, this is a heavy-handed mess.
Ooh.
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 names. Opening bid is 0.
Well, I can't for the life of me think. I know which movie it is, but I can't think of the title, so I'm going to have to go with Zero Names.
And Katie goes, no.
Are we going back and forth, or are we going clockwise?
Not there. Yeah, Katie, it goes to you. Doesn't it?
I'm going to say Negative One Names.
Negative One Names.
I'll take Negative Two.
Negative Two.
Name that movie.
All right.
It's Toys.
It is Toys.
Damn.
Yes, I had that right.
Oh, that was
with
easy.
Robin Williams.
Yes,
I had that right too.
Yep.
And Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman actually wasn't in that movie.
Wasn't he? Who the hell is
that? It was Michael Gambon.
Ah, damn it.
Does that mean I get the point?
You do get the point.
You do get
the
point.
I think
you
do. Yeah! Nicely done.
All so it's one for Adam, one for Katie. Matt, you're yet to score.
I hate myself.
But, you know, you're the person who's actually doing the guessing.
It's true.
So
we're just doing the
lazy. You have that.
We're just I'm sick of carrying you. Your guys' weight.
We just know we know no how to make wagers. You guess and get the point.
All right, Katie, you get to start again.
Oh, yay, because I did nothing.
You did nothing. Your three categories are wrestling is fake. So each of these movies stars a professional wrestler.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that sounds like the perfect one for me.
Directed by Frank Oz, because we're in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Okay.
And
Jellyfish Sanctuary.
Shenanigans. I will give you...
I was looking for the jellyfish. You said that.
They do not exist.
They're behind
Carrot
the couch.
Top Billing. So these are actors with food in their names.
Jellyfish don't exist.
Oh. What was the first one again?
The wrestlers.
Yeah.
Wrestling
is fake. Frank Oz and Carrot Top Billing.
Those are all bad. Okay. Carrot Top Billing.
All right.
And I really hope Patty Berger's in there.
Because it's not like she was a second grade teacher or anything.
Points for getting that reference.
Mm, well. Your choices are 1993 or 1999.
99.
99.
Always.
Leonard Malt gives us 2 stars.
Oh, we're improving in the world.
Draws you in with its intriguing story. It's a black comedy and flamboyant visuals, but then it shifts tone and turns heavy-handed and heads toward an alarmingly senseless resolution. And there are 5 names.
What was the category again? I completely zoned.
Carrot Top Billing. So these, somebody in this film has food in their name.
Oh.
Like Pierce Brosnan, pie.
Ah, wow.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, sure.
Apple. That one I can get. But seriously, Kevin pie
Bacon.
For Pierce.
Five.
Bacon, yeah.
Five for this all right, 2-star 1999.
I'm going to say it would take me all 5.
5. Adam, it goes to you.
Take the wimpy rate. Wimpy route.
4.
4.
3.
3.
Name that movie.
There it is.
You can do it. I know you can do it. Jared Leto. Meatloaf. Boy. And Helena Bonham Carter.
Could it be Fight Club?
It could be Fight Club.
My gosh!
Of course.
Of course it is.
Of course.
I mean, wait, of the 5 names, that's really who was in the movie.
Senseless ending my ass. Leonard Maltin, go to hell. I love that movie.
It's a great movie,
Fight Club
but really...
Fight Club only got 2 stars. I just put that together.
This is a game about ratings? Son of a bitch.
Leonard Maltin is
intimidated
by shirtless
time.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he got that one wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Fight Club. It's a good flick.
So, good Adam, flick. You get to pick again.
But hey, you got on the board.
Yeah, it's 1 point apiece. So we're climbing the ladder here.
Due to my love of all things meatloaf.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say is it meat or loaf that was the?
Oh, that's a full.
Oh, meatloaf.
Okay, categories.
Categories
please.
For you. You get 1492. So directed by Chris Columbus.
Back again.
Back again. Oh. I'm gonna bring back Wrestling is Fake. And directed by Opie. Directed by Ron Howard.
Directed by Opie.
Directed by Opie. Your choices are 1988, 1999, or 2000.
I'm going to go with 1999.
All right. Leonard Maltin gave this 3 stars. It calls it an entertaining yarn. So, interesting twists. in the script, and it keeps it from being a one-joke comedy. It's well cast right down the line. It's actually the remake of a Canadian film. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names. And it's directed by Opie.
I'll say 10 names.
10 names. And this time it goes to Katie.
Oy. What year was it? 99?
99.
I'm gonna make him name this movie.
Oh boy.
Okay. Ha-ha.
Okay.
Just as a side wager, since it is an Opie movie, can anyone name the bottom of the list character?
Would it be Clint Howard?
It is Clint Howard. Thank you for your assist on that.
Everyone loves Clint Howard.
Everyone loves Clint Howard. Do you want the clues again?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. 3 stars. 1999. Directed by Opie. Entertaining yarn. Interesting twists in the script keeps it from being a one-joke comedy. Well cast right down the line. Remake of a Canadian film. And you have, your 10 names are Clint Howard, Viveka Davis, Adam Goldberg, Elizabeth Hurley, Dennis Hopper, Rob Reiner, Ellen DeGeneres, Martin Landau, Sally Kirkland, and Woody Harrelson.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I would say that the rating is very accurate. 3 stars. I liked it. But keep in mind you have 2 names that you're missing, so Harrelson's a supporting actor.
Yep. I'm just not... it's not ringing any bells. This is awful.
Essentially. Yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm just going to guess the one that I was kind of positioning for in the first place, given that general time period, and say How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I know that's
No. Yeah. That was actually, that was a year later. You're close.
Yeah.
EdTV.
Okay. EdTV?
Matthew McConaughey, Jenna Elfman, the one where the TV cameras follow him around and he realizes he doesn't want to be famous anymore.
Yep.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres kind of helps him out or something.
I thought that one was poorly received. Of course, after Fight Club, I don't trust a thing he says.
Hit and miss.
Yeah.
Wait, is it how many stars is it out of?
3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. Oh. 4 to bomb.
Yeah. So, Katie, you got another point.
See, it's all part of my evil plan.
All part of your evil plan.
I see what you're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, Matt, it's your turn, and I got to flip over the disc. Matt, it's your turn to pick a category this time. I will give you 0 names, directed by Frank Oz, or Fire Prevention Week.
I'll take Frank Oz.
Frank Oz. All right. Your choices are 1986, 1988, or 1997?
88.
88. All right. Lindenwald gives us 2.5 stars. Extremely pleasant but unremarkable comedy. It's a remake of a 1964 film. The location where it was filmed was beautiful and is later a Broadway musical. And there are 2, 4, 6, 7 names.
I'll start with 7.
7 names. And this time it goes to Katie.
Name that movie.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
On all of them. All right. Enjoy.
You know what? I know how I can play this game. That's exactly how.
That's. Do you want the clues again?
Why not?
Why not? 2.5 stars, directed by Frank Oz, 1988. Extremely pleasant but unremarkable story. It's a comedy. Remake from 1964 film, and the locations where it was filmed were beautiful. Later, a Broadway musical.
Okay.
Your 6, 7 names are Dana Ivey, Ian McDiarmid, Barbara Harris, Anton Rogers, Jeannie Headley. Michael Caine and Steve Martin.
Michael Caine.
Is it Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
It is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah. Wow. Nicely done.
It's a good one. I didn't know it was directed by Frank Ozzo.
Yeah, that's news to me.
It's a fine movie.
Fantastic movie.
Do you mind if I use the bathroom?
It's in my Netflix.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes.
Pause.
So that means, Adam, you get to go this time, but it's Matt 2, Katie 2,
also 2.
Adam 1. That's right.
Yep.
So this works out perfectly. You get Danny DeVito movies.
Cool.
The Wonder Years, I'll bring that one back. Or in honor of Doug Benson, I came up with a Tug Benson category, Lloyd Bridges films.
I see what you did there.
It's a character.
I want The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years. Your choices are 1989, 2002, or 2002.
1989.
All right. Leonard Maltin gives us 1.5 stars. It's a clumsy script and obvious post-production cuts. Premise was promising, but results are dismal, and the cast tries hard. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
Let's say 4 names.
4 names. So that means it goes to... Yeah, I flipped over, so it goes to Katie. 4 names to you. So 3 or name that movie.
That's a really silly face, Katie.
Don't you wish this had video sometimes?
Yeah.
My kids faces would have been fairly entertaining today.
Kids at home, she was making a funny face.
It was kind of a, is it predictable for me to say, name that movie? You guys going to not want to play with me anymore?
We'll see.
They're not going to let me play.
Do you want the clues again?
Crossing my fingers. Just give me the names.
Frank Whaley, Amber Barreto, Rick Ducommun, and Margaret Whitton. And there are 4 names that you're missing, so...
Okay. Well... The Princess Bride?
No, that was 3 years earlier.
Damn.
Was this that awful one with Howie Mandel?
Yes.
All right.
Called Little Monsters.
Little Monster, there it is, yeah.
Also starring Ben Savage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ben.
And Daniel Stern.
I didn't even know that movie existed. That was a good call on my part.
Count yourself lucky.
Yeah. But,
Bugger.
That's
Princess Bride just would have been too easy to include.
Too easy.
Huh?
If he gave Princess Bride 1.5, I would... I don't know what I would
Yeah.
do.
But he gave Fight Club 2.
Well, exactly. We can't count on him.
You know,
we can't count on him for
anything. I think there are some that we can bet on, but Katie, you won.
Things he's so great with his stupid beard.
I figured out the way to win this game. It's never to guess.
Well, now you've given it away to everybody.
Well,
we're not
previously
here.
Stated it was very transparent.
True. But yeah, we're
just picking up on
we're,
it now.
We're rubbing right up against ours, so this is perfect. Check that out.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, then we should wrap it up. Matt and Katie, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
We've definitely enjoyed having you on the show this evening. And thank you, kids at home, for tuning in for another episode of the Buffering Podcast.
But before your
plugs?
We're jumping over plugs.
We are jumping over plugs. My bad. So, well, I'll start.
Go ahead.
Renaissance Festival is now over, but check it out next season for sure. Hopefully I'll be back with the Court Revelers. Please keep me, Court Revelers. And also, I'm working at a Halloween store. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, we are located on Washington Avenue right next to Bobby and Steve's, just off of 35W. And you should definitely come check it out. We've got over 9,000 square feet of really awesome Halloween merch. It's called Monster Halloween.
Monster Halloween. There we go.
Where you can get monster makeup, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah, for the zombie pub crawl coming up this weekend, actually.
So if you're listening to it the day that this show is released, it's tomorrow. If you I was listening to it the day after it's released. Today, if you're listening to it on Sunday,
you missed it. Either that or you saw it and you had no idea what was going on.
So we're doing zombie makeup at Monster Halloween, and my buddy Dave, who has appeared on the show
twice, or three times.
Well, not appeared because this is all audio, but you know what I mean.
Had a presence.
Yes, he was present. His voice was here, but he is one of the folks who is doing that zombie makeup, and he does a fantastic job. I've seen his handiwork, and so you should definitely come.
Dang the Savannah, Georgia tricks!
Definitely come check it out. That's all I'm going to say.
On Twitter, you are.
I am Adam Erdman, all together. With two N's at the end.
Yeah,
jerks.
Which really, we're following our own pod. Podcast Twitter feed, so Buffer Podcast is us.
Mm-hmm.
Or I post episode stuff to Facebook. Soon we'll be on iTunes once I figure out the RSS shit.
Yes.
But I don't have any plugs, except I'm going to the Zombie Pub Crawl, St. Paul side, because that's where they're still selling tickets at this point.
For the Guinness record, right?
Yeah, they're going for the Guinness World Record in Carnes Park, I believe.
Mears Park. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know a certain where time you're Whatever. Supposed to be there?
That's sure. right by Genius.
To get the record?
So, be there, and I don't remember what time, but zombiepubcrawl.com.
I think they're shooting for 8,000.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm going to be, like, 100 miles away.
I got to try it once. But other than...
if I saw zombies in the corn, I would be really freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Corn zombies are the worst kind.
Or... maybe chicken zombies. That would kind of freak me out, too.
You could.
That's the only
thing
we got
though.
Out there is chickens.
Yes. Well, but do you guys have anything?
Oh, and I'm at Dan L. Whalen on Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Not particularly.
I can think of.
I, too, will be at the zombie pub crawl. I'll be the one in the zombie makeup. Come find
I'll be the one next Come to find the me. One next to the one in the zombie makeup.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I'll be the one with the t-shirt that says, I'm with the zombie. That's not true. I'm going to be 100 miles away. No. In the
Twitter,
corn.
Any,
I'm going to be a corn child this weekend.
I have a Twitter account. I don't think I've done anything with it ever. But you're welcome to follow it. Sure to be riveted.
That's very much like my Twitter account. Haven't posted anything in 2 years. Yeah. But if you like jewelry, you can see my jewelry on Etsy at
there you go.
KTB Designs. Under vendors, some fun stuff.
Now, is that just the letters K and T?
Yes,
or is
it is KTB letters and then design. And you have to search under vendors in order to pop up. Mine's the one that says, it's like black, white, and purple. There's like three of us that pop up under the same name. But
are you teaching any classes over at your employer's
location? I am not teaching anything, but we do have a sale this week. It starts Thursday in our St. Paul location. I work
How
for
long
the
does
Bead
it go
Monkey. It is through Sunday, and we have
okay,
awesome
Okay, so
deals.
Everyone who's listening when this is being released, again.
Again, you better go on Sunday, because...
Friday through Sunday. Bead Monkey, St. Paul.
Right, Grandin Victoria. It's like our treasure trove. We've got stuff that is not normally on our sales floor that is 50 to 90% off.
Shit.
And it's very cool, and you can, if you like to dig through stuff and find the treasures, there's tons to dig through and find, and some really awesome deals. A whole bag of, if you know anything about beads, a whole bag of stones for $1. So, pretty cool.
I could totally, go to the beach and get the same thing for free.
But they don't have holes in them already, and they're not polished. I've tried that.
Oh, okay. Well...
but I did find a perfectly round
this
one.
This beach sucks.
These rocks have no holes in them. What the hell?
Sometimes the shells do, though. That's kind of fun.
Screw you, beach.
Why can't you drill the holes in them for me?
Well, yeah, that's it, I guess, then. Buffer Podcast. And our website is bufferingpodcast.com. Check that out, too. And
yes. And
that's it?
That's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And coming soon... a grudge match between AJ and Gina in the Len Malton game.
Once we figure out, line up their schedules and such. But yeah,
right.
the glove has been thrown or smacked somebody else, or the dice have been rolled, or some other stupid metaphor to say it's on.
They rolled for initiative.
Yeah, that was nerdy enough. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.